It's Nick Mesny here, speaking with Andy Morrison after the Nomads' 3-0 victory over Cumbrian Celtic in the JD Welsh Cup. Andy, an efficient performance today?
Yeah, pleasing, Nick. You know, we limited them to, I think, one shot in the 90 minutes, although it was when we were only 1-0 up. We had, you know, countless opportunities in the first half, really, that we should have took. But, you know, the lads reacted well to the disallowed goal. And, you know, that galvanised the lads at half-time, and we sort of just said, listen, we've got to find a way to overcome this, you know, what we feel is, which we feel is unfortunate circumstances continually against us. We've got to find a way to overcome this, and I thought they were fabulous in the second half. Right from the very start, you know, we created overloads out wide, and, you know, we had to be brave with our centre-half stepping in to try and create the overload, and I thought we exposed them time and time again. Then it's all about taking your chances. You know, we had probably 8 to 10 good chances in the game, and you know, we took 3 of them. So probably not a bad return, but you know, if you get them goals early on, then it becomes an easier afternoon. But really pleased with the outcome and really pleased with the performance.
It seemed like a bit of a shame early on to lose Ryan Wignall, but John Oyunuga came on and had a fantastic game and got himself on the score sheet as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when Ryan goes down with his back, you know, you just start to think of things are conspiring against you. You know, Nathan Wolf was ringing with food poisoning in the morning. You know, George is out. And, you know, obviously Ryan's a big part of how we play and what we do. And then his back goes into spasm after him coming off in the previous game or the game before that with a tight hamstring. And, you know, you just think it's going to be a tough day. But, you know, I thought John came on and the game suited him really, you know, with the way they played with a 5. You know, it allowed John to push on. And, you know, John's as effective as anyone. If he gets you one-on-one, you know, he can drive. He's got a fabulous burst of pace. And, you know, he can drive past people. And he created no end of problems for him. And then, you know, I mean, you take Ryan off, you put him on. And then the last sort of 10 minutes, Michael Bakari comes on. I'm sure the left-back was having nightmares last night. Because everyone we put on had, you know, blinding pace against him, and you know, it was a tough day at the office for him. But I just thought that second half with the play down my side, where I'm coaching on that side, and I just thought we opened them up time and time and time again, and was really pleased with it, and you know, it sets us up nicely for Friday's game.
You talk about Friday's game, bit of a big shocker potentially in the cup there today, as they've beaten Bala 4-0. Obviously, you know, the challenge is going to be right there for you when we host them on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that was on the back of a great result against Newtown, you know, so they're a team in form. They scored 7 in the last 2. You know, they've got Borelli, Callaway, Spittle on the bench. So, you know, that just not only echoes what Nev Powell spoke about earlier in the season. You know, they've got an extremely strong squad. They've got a lot of good players with a lot of Welsh experience, and, you know, and that... that's coming to fruition now with the results they're getting. So we know we're in for a tough game. You know, they'll know they're in for a tough game as well. So it's going to be all to play for on Friday night. And you know, you hope hopefully things go well, and we set ourselves up for a good weekend, because we know we've got a hectic period coming. So you know, we need as many players as we can in that period, because you know, suspensions. I'm looking at, I think we've got 4 or 5 lads who are on 4 bookings, and. You know, and a few people picking up little knocks and that, and a couple looking tired because they've been, you know, the main part of the team for most of the season. So it's really important that we keep the squad together and we keep everybody fit and right, and keep challenging, you know, have challenges and options in all positions, because that's what you need over this key period.